Hello friends, we start our engagement of the subject of advertising and sales promotion management. This is chapter 3 on the role of advertising and sales promotion in building brands. So essentially this chapter is more on brand, building brands. We have already seen what is advertising, what is sales promotion and their respective roles. This chapter primarily focuses on building brands. So with that, there are certain learning objectives that is being set for us, which is we need to first understand what is branding evolution is all about, then appreciate the role of advertising in building the perception, because brand is a result of perception that has been created. Advertising plays that role. Know about the brand management. What is the art and science of brand management? Overview of a positioning strategies, different types of positioning strategies, and meaning of brand equity. So with this learning objective, we move on to understand brand building. Okay, so very salient aspects of this is the brand is an inevitable asset to the company. IBM, Nestle, you take various other things, they build that invaluable assets for the organization. Okay, now building brand means it's a challenging task and it doesn't happen overnight. It has a sequential aspects that how the mind of a people can be influenced to build certain expected perception. Brand is a promise to the consumer. Brand offer a promise to the consumers. In a challenging scenario is that when every competitor is talking about more or less same service or same product, how do you create a differentiation for yourselves? So that's a critical challenge. It's a promise to customers and a brand conveys certain promise that has been made to the customers, and if the brand stands by that promise, the value of that brand increases in the eyes of the consumer. I have given you an example of Jaguar Land Rover being acquired by Tata, because Jaguar Land Rover is a brand that stands for luxury car in the car market, and that was acquired by Tata. You have many such example where a strong brand yields a higher amount when either it is transferred or taken over by other manufacturer or other party. Continuing with our introduction, so we wonder why brands are important today. So brands are important today because one is the online world is converging now. It is shaping it up also. It is converging also. It is unifying various ways of communication, etc. So the growing market, the middle class disposable income is growing. Consumers buy brand even in difficult times. I have seen, say, myself when the lockdown was first announced and I was standing in queues myself, and I have seen people buying loads of Maggi noodle, loads of biscuits, and that was all branded goods, phenyl aspects and those kind of, sanitary products, etc., soaps and all. So like even the difficult time, and later also when the unlocks, lockdown 2 was also happened, it's not that we gave up the brand and started buying some cheap noodle, etc. No, we bought brand even during difficult time. FMCG companies have therefore done better. Okay, brand provides differentiation between the competing offers. So biggest role that brand plays, it differentiates you. Why you stand apart from the others in the market? Why your name is coming first? Why Cadbury's market share is far more higher than Nestle, KitKat? Okay, so brands that keeps the promise essentially and attracts loyal customers at a regular interval really builds the stronger market share, difficult to compete with, and builds the loyalty. So that's the power, salient aspects of branding. To trace the branding history is nothing, critical as such, but it starts with the branding of animal. In those eras, while the herd of cattle were going, outside this thing, and when they come back, how do you identify? So that's when, as they say that, the cattle used to have that burn marks, different symbols, so that the person can identify, this is mine. So that's how, as they say, that's an era when the branding has actually started. It is nothing but giving in a unique identity to a product that enables consumer recall when he has a specific need coming in his mind and he is looking for a solution or an alternative. So that's the time unique built up that you have done in this mind will facilitate your purchase. Diversity of choice, and even the next thing is, now with more and more competitive products are coming in market, the consumers have a diversity of choices available. Now within that also, for you to stand out, your brand has to have that potential. You know, it must have created a strong differentiation and a competitive advantage. Means people clearly know why you are different from the rest. That only will sustain your preferences always. So that's another reason. So history dates back very long ago. We saw the why branding matters. And now following aspects of branding, and when you say brand management, following aspects gets covered. So of course we will understand what is brand as a definition. We will get into the role of advertising and sales promotion in making a brand, and then the process of brand building. So which is essentially the three-step process. What is brand positioning, repositioning of a brand, and creating a brand awareness cues that you can do that. So first let's take the definition of the brand. It's simple, defined as a sign of an identity that the make or a label which differentiates one product from the rest. Parle G is different from Tiger brands from Britannia, or say Sunfeast from ITC. So brand is a help which distinguishes between rival brands and providing the same products, and differentiation is on certain aspects which you stand by, certain aspects that you are known for. So brand is nothing but finally a promise of a quality, promise of a service that you really stand for and that you will do it at any cost. So that's what differentiates you from the rest. So brand management is all about defining a brand, as we have seen. We'll see that brand, defining a brand. So we have studied this defining a brand. Now we will study the second part. So defining brand is still not complete, but it's a very simple name, term, sign, symbol, design. We have earlier also studies of any goods or services from an identified sponsorer, and that is distinguishing it from the, say, you know, competition. So distinguishing it from the competition is a something which is very critical differentiator of a brand. So I have given you earlier same example of Parle G, so I'm not repeating. Even out here, as you can see, there are two definitions. The first one I have covered even in chapter one. The second one slightly gives us a different aspects. Brand is a perception resulting from the experience. Perception resulting from the experience with an information about a company or a line of product. So brand is an experience. I buy, keep buying Nike for what? So it's an experience. After I purchase, I again purchase, etc. Information that I have about that company, how much they do for various things, how they make innovative shoes, etc. All those things gets into me, and that builds that image about that brand. Then their association with the brand ambassador. Oh, I love that ambassador so much. I know that he is the best in the football. So like my association will become more stronger. And therefore, I will go back, and whenever I stand in the shoe shop, I will ask for that brand. So that's what this brand is all about. So this definition, second one, highlights that part. Perception resulting from the experience. So that's what. And then the information that you have provided by the company or you have acquired builds your bonding. So moving on, defining the brand. So we have been defining brand in a different way. A brand with a better brand perception. So in short, perception part, we have seen it. Perception based out of experience. So perception has huge market over the others. So if you have a strong perception built up, means you have created a differentiation for yourself. So you can look for more market share. In other words, it's basically a perception, if exists in the heart and the mind of the consumer, essentially the mind of the consumer, which facilitates the recall when the need arises, that makes your brand. So one need to really understand that part. So we are studying these aspects. I will quickly have a back this thing done. So we came here, and here, as you can see, the defining a brand. So we are just studied in couple of slides thereafter, and subsequent thing will follow. So defining a brand, our effort is on to define a brand. Okay, so we spoke about lastly the perception. So here is a perception map, what is known as a perception map or perceptual map, etc. This is about Cadbury's, as you can see, various Cadbury's are put here and there. One is a quality, a second is a price. So here low quality and high price. High price, low quality. So what does it mean? Lind is a high quality, moderate quality with a high price. So the best in the chocolate. Green and black is the next best. Ferrero Rocher, we all may know. Likewise, KitKat, Dairy Milk, where do they fall? This is not like my representation. This is based on a survey where you ask customer price versus quality, what they put them. So this gives an idea to a company where do they stand. So that's a perception in the mind of the consumer. So that's a perception map. We are continuing to understand the defining a brand. So what does the brand mean? If we put things differently, so if you look at the perception map differently, brand is not about getting the target market to choose you. It's not all about making your target customers choose you, but it's about getting the prospects to see as the you as the only one who provides a solution to their need. So it's not about say competitive differentiation so much, but it's about the prospect should be convinced that for his need, you are the only one. His need is fulfilled by you as the only service provider or product provider. So we therefore, you know, you see that we hooked on to certain things so long, we continue to consume them and yet we are not tired. So Nike, we continue to use Domino's, X as a deodorant. Yes, now it has changed, and for me also for years or other decades, that used to be a deo. I have now changed, knowing various other salient aspects or hidden truth about their sexual orientation, etc. So I moved away and I have taken a better brand, a Brute, etc. So I have changed. So that also happens. But it's a long term. One need to know that it creates a long term impact. What does the brand mean? In other words, so we are just continuing our point A under the brand management. To succeed in branding, consumer needs and want must be understood. You must know your consumer very well. You must know his need and how that need is translating into wants. That you must understand. Brand is built on compelling promise. So a brand stands for certain promise that they will do it without hesitation. Okay, it's like a pre-owned idea. And it's like you have generated an idea, you have provided an idea, and you own that idea. Okay, you promise and you fulfill that promise. It's a brand stays on that, you know, if brand stays what it is conveying, then consumers are willing to attach more with them. And not only attach more, pay the price for it. Okay, when I get carried away by Nike, this thing, despite the price, because then I know that if I wear that, mera ek standing banta hai. So, you know, that standing comes how? So, it's like the brand that I am acquired or the brand that I am using conveys to the other about my likes, dislikes, my status and all. So that's the whole psychological science. We are not here to study that in depth, but we are just understanding the basics of brand management. Now we come to the second part in that A, B, C that I have said. So second is the role of advertising and sales promotion. Role of advertising and sales promotion in branding. So brand, as I said earlier, is a promise. Nothing but promise that you make and fulfill that promise. So when promise is made, means you know what you, means you are telling customer what to expect from you. You are telling consumers that if they come to you, what they can expect. Now this promise sets the expectation, therefore, that's the reason why customer comes to you, okay? And he comes to you again and again because he finds that the same, you know, expectations are getting fulfilled again and again. So how does this happen? So knowledge of the brand stands for that customer gathers, and based on his experience, he makes a quick and easy decision about you, and he builds certain perception about you, what we have studied. That perception enables him to take a decision in your favor or against you. Advertising is therefore a key element which builds the brand, and promotion is nurturing the brand. So advertising builds that brand, brand awareness, brand image, brand information, etc. While promotion, as they say, various promotion mix that you use, nurtures the brand. It takes the consumer closer to the brand or brand close to the consumer and builds that bonding between the two. So that's the way you need to look at it. So role of advertising and promotion in building the brand. Why brand uses advertisement? So why does brand need an advertisement? So that is what we are saying. People's wall of indifference, you need to break through that. You need to break in the mind of the consumer. They are in the indifferent state of mind. They may have a need, but they have not bothered to find a solution. They may want something, but they are not taking action. So in such state, brand has to go and strongly hit him to make him rise and take the desired call of action. So that's what the branding is all about. Create a perception about the way brand want them to be looked at in the minds of the consumer. So it is not allow consumer to make a perception the way they want. No, branding and advertisement in that plays a role where they stand by to create a perception as desired by the advertiser in the mind of the consumer. Brand perception needs to be evaluated. So for perception, after you built it, of course you need to evaluate regularly. You need to say how consumer look at you. Is it same? Has it improved? Has it deteriorated? Or has it created a gap that you need to fulfill? The gap is gone towards negative side or a positive side. So that's what people should, brand owner should continue to study. So that's where the advertisement plays a strong role. Just to continue with that, here is like, you know, I've represented. So the moment this comes, you know, in front of you, aaj kuch tufani karte, or, you know, taste the thunder, that slogan or that comes to your mind. Har ghar kuch kehta hai, that is Gattu of Asian Paints, or this is Amul, utterly, butterly delicious. So that's what is that they have created what you call a brand logos or icons, as you say, and they connect so well with the positioning that we have built in our mind about this brand. So look at the role of advertising. This is due to the result of advertising this has happened. Okay. The strong, instantly recognizable names, logos, icons, colors. Colors also play a role to distinguish the brand. However, this is not a detailed subject as of now. Symbolize their makers' continuous quest to ensure promise is always been fulfilled. Use of this strong, you know, symbols, names, signages, icons, etc., is an effort to continue to tell consumers that we stand by for this. We provide you this promise and we will achieve it at any cost. So that's what is a effort that advertisers pay, you know, advertiser play, advertising facilitates. It looks to this successful brand to get consumer. It took this successful brand to get to consumer loyalty over a period of long term. This has not happened overnight. Okay. It's a sustained advertising, promotion, fulfillment of the promise, providing an experience, lasting experience, and then make them realize ke, oh, Asian Paints means kuch something, Amul means something, you know, Desh ka doodh, and those kind of things starts coming in you. Loyalty creates entry barrier. So that's the one very important thing. When I became loyal to Gillette, I think friends, I say probably last 2 decades, I have not used any other product than Gillette for my shaving needs. So be it a razor, be it an aftershave, be it a beard management oil, etc. Nurturing oil, sorry, not management, nurturing oils, etc. So look at it. And since over about 2 years, after I switched from Godrej, I used to use Godrej products, I switched to this. And since last 2 years, being loyal, the other players have not found an entry. I might have in between tried, I remember, but yeah, I again go back. So that's what is the power of loyalty. Okay, company enjoys benefits, you know, the moment you build the benefit of branding and the loyalty, you get premium pricing. The loyal customer will not question your loyalty, you know, pricing. They will question if you are not providing the value for which you stand for. They will question if you don't meet the promise. Okay, they will pay you what you want, but they, in exchange, they will expect that you fulfill your promise every time. Consumer gets influenced by intangibles as well as tangible aspects. So brand communication uses both tangible and intangible aspects. So tangibles are generally for the products, intangibles are for service. So like DHL, if it has to convey that how they are able to be the world's number one express cargo provider, they will show the range of vehicle they use. And I remember one of their advertisements, so right, starting from a Jeep three-wheeler to Jeep to, like, you know, large aircraft that they have shown. So how in a ascending order the size of the vehicle made one ad. So that's what they conveyed so strongly, that this is what we own to provide you that express delivery. So intangible elements are very important. So brand building, of course, is also rests on intangible element, because that plays on your subconscious mind. Okay. And it keeps the competition at bay. It keeps the competition at bay, and difficult for the competition to copy. And communication connect can never come when you copy. So communication, what I am to say, emotional connect will never come when you copy. I remember again the era wherein web tracking was introduced by DHL. So you can track your parcel. Immediately, I think in a couple of months, most of the courier company has announced that the web tracking is also available on them. Half of them, I realize, have not close to the promise. बिकॉज देर इन्फॉर्मेशन वेर आई नॉट अपडेटेड और दे टेल यू के सर अभी हमारा रिपोर्ट नहीं आया है, वी विल अपडेट एंड यू विल गेट अ स्टेटस से लेके मेनी थिंग्स. वाई इन दे रियली अचीव्ड कंप्लीट सिंक्रोनाइजेशन. DHL मूव टू द नेक्स्ट लेवल रियल टाइम. देर गाइज गो विद द POS मशीन, टेक योर सिग्नेचर एंड वेन दैट इज सिंक द इमीजिएटली देर डेटा गेट्स अपडेटेड. सो यू गेट दैट रियल टाइम अपडेट. सो लुक एट हाउ टेक्नोलॉजी ऑल्सो इन्फ्लुएंसेज एंड क्रिएट्स योर कॉम्पिटिटिव एडवांटेज एंड यू कैन नॉट रियली रिप्लेस इट इमोशनली. सो द फीलिंग दैट यू गेट वाइल डीलिंग विद DHL अदर्स में रिप्लीकेट और कॉपी यू डू नॉट गेट दैट इवन कम्युनिकेशन वाइज. सो प्रोसेस ऑफ ब्रांड बिल्डिंग. सो नाउ वी कम टू अंडरस्टैंड ब्रांड बिल्डिंग. सो दैट इज अ सी पार्ट. सी पार्ट ऑल्सो एट अ सब पार्ट 3. सो फर्स्ट इज अ ब्रांड पोजिशनिंग. सो लेट्स अंडरस्टैंड ब्रांड पोजिशनिंग. सो दिस इज अगेन पोजिशनिंग इज डिफाइंड एज अ प्रोसेस by which certain aspects of the brand are actively communicated. Certain aspects of the brand are actively communicated by the marketers to create an image or help brand identify in the minds of their target customer. Renting a space, as they say, by you have to rent a space and stay there longer and do it in such a way that it differentiates you from the competition. The moment your name comes, the competition names comes, customer's mind is immediately able to dissect and tell you why you are bad. This brand is better than the rest. Therefore, positioning is all about creating that unique space in the mind of the consumer and sustaining it. So you have to sustain it for a long in the mind of the consumer. So when it comes to beauty soap, invariably people will take the name of a Lux or today maybe Dove, etc. Premium shop soap, then it's Dove. Or say like Maggi, when it comes to noodle, invariably Maggi. There are others, but why those names are not coming in our mind? So that's what is positioning is all about. So we are understanding overall a subject of brand management. A and B is covered. Now we come to C, which is a process of brand building. And in that, first is a brand positioning. And we understood what the positioning is all about. Continue to understand this part a little better. Advertising, of course, plays a very major role. So this positioning doesn't come as it is. It's an advertising, the appeal, the communication, the story, all put together builds that in our mind. So for example, Cadbury moved from Cadbury to they thought they should acquire the place of market where Indians are fond of exchanging sweets during good time. So kuch meetha ho jaye. So when they moved that, so it's like advertisements have played a role. कुछ मीठा हो जाए इज बाय जस्ट कॉन्वर्सेशन वुड नॉट हैव बीन पॉसिबल. आज ईद है, कुछ मीठा हो जाए. रक्षाबंधन में कुछ मीठा दे दिया जाए. आज ये दिवाली के ऊपर कुछ मीठा सजाया जाए. सो लाइक दोज कम्युनिकेशन. आज पहली तारीख है, कुछ मीठा हो जाए. सो मच दैट एडवर्टाइजमेंट हैज प्लेड अ रोल. नॉट सो द टी वी सी वेर मोर पावरफुल विच वॉज प्लेइंग दैट रोल. Some strategic approaches to creating brand positioning are as given below. And there are strategic ways to create your positioning. Going back to the first point, I have not, going away. But TVC, as I said, so same thing, kuch meetha ho jaye, etc. There is a TVC emotional where they are showing a drama between husband and wife, where wife is asking his husband who's on a dinner table, aapne last mein mujhe kab I love you bola hoga? And then husband says, thinks for a while, little perplexed. And then he says, and then he gets up. Gets up and goes to the refrigerator, pulls out a Cadbury bar, comes and give it to her. So then she says, ye to tum mujhe roz dete ho. Then it strikes her, aapne last kab love bola tha? Because he must be giving her Cadbury every day or every fortnight, whatever may be. But this is possible only through advertising. So I'm just trying to give you an idea that advertising does play a very powerful role in building brand positioning in the mind of. Now we are trying to understand how does it happen. So there are two strategic approach. One is a value proposition. You provide a strong value, what your brand stands for or what your brand offers to the consumers. And second is 5 variable specific positioning approach. So we will study the both. So as mentioned, one of the strategic approach is a value proposition. So let's understand what is this all about. Value is something which is a set of few benefits that you offer at a particular price which satisfies the need of the customer completely. So set of benefits which satisfies the need at a particular price, then it is appealing. Set of benefits, set of more benefits, whatever, at a particular price which satisfies the need, that makes a value for the consumer. If it doesn't satisfy the need, it will not make a value. If it is at a different price, again it will not make a value. So for the target group of customers, set of benefits which you pull together to offer to your target consumers at a particular price which satisfies his need. Three conditions that needs to be fulfilled for any value to emerge. Organization needs to look at it from the customer's viewpoint. Value has to be always looked from the customer viewpoint using a framework. There are various frameworks which has to be used, but we are not going to get into the framework part. We are going to get into understanding different values. So value proposition based approach is looked upon on a two axis. One axis is the benefit axis, the other vertical axis is the price axis, and there are three categorization of each. The benefit axis, if you say more benefit, same benefit, less benefit. On the price front, less price, same price, and more price. We will go from top to bottom in our understanding. So top to bottom means more price, more for more. So this is how it is nicknamed, or this is how it is recognized as. So one value proposition based brand positioning approach is more for more, more for same, more for less, then the same for less. So you are giving the same price for the less benefit, or same for less, and less for much less. So we will study this one by one. So value proposition based, I have covered this slide earlier by showing you actually. So there are those five different ways that one can create a value proposition based brand positioning. Okay, the first is more for more. If you see the axis, vertical was about the price and the bottom was about the x-axis was about the benefit, and the top high price and higher benefit. So that is more for more, it is known as. Under this value proposition, you provide higher level of benefits to get higher prices. So what you offer is higher than the industry average, or higher within your product class, or higher from your company, higher set of benefits from your company for the first time coming to consumers, and therefore you are charging more price. So more for more, this is known as. So you provide more benefit at more price. So that's what more for more proposition comes out here. Higher level of benefits could be come from the either quality, you improve a quality, provide a feature now with this additional feature, you know, kind of thing, or a durability with extended 3 years warranty. So you conveyed your durability power, safety, you know, fail safe mechanism introduced or something like that, convenience. So those are the aspects for which you create a higher value for the consumers. Now payment possible through Amazon Pay or say, you know, Google Pay or mobile wallet. So you create a you know, that convenience for the consumers. You may take the positioning of being the best in class. So such advertisements talks about languages like best in class, best in industry, industry leader, etc. So organizations like Apple, British Airways, if you look at their communication, they will always say, okay, bhai, nobody offers what we offer and something of that sort, because they offer value proposition. They offer you higher, more benefit for the higher price. So that is one. Second is more for the same, more for the same. Under this value proposition, you provide higher level of benefits to get the same price, higher level of benefit to get the same price. So I will once again just take you back at this graph, more for the same. So what you have to see is, first you have to see the benefit. So this first more is for the benefit and next is for the price. So more for the same means more benefit for the same price. More for more means more benefit for more price. So everything else is aligned that way. So benefit first and price later. So more for more, more benefit, more price. More for the same, more benefit, but at the same price. So we were studying this part. Here what you provide is a higher level of benefit, but you don't increase your price. You keep the price same. higher benefit at the same price or new features added at the same price, you know, something of that kind of a conversation goes. Often used to boost the company's positioning above that of the competitor. When there is a fight for competitive differentiation, organization may resort to this. Okay, customers are drawn to the company. Customer will then now naturally go towards that company which offer better or more benefit, keeping the price same. So perceptionally, price is now being lowered. So they feel that this product offers more value. So therefore, they get drawn towards such product and the brand or the company. Okay, challenging brand. There is always in the industry, there is a leader brand who is number one. There is a challenging brand who is number two or three. They strive, they want to become number two or number three or one in the market. You can see from their agility, you can see from their effort, while there are others who are merely there. You know, they just continue to be there. So we are not talking about them. The challenging brand, they usually consider this position because they want to destabilize the leader. You may take the position of being bold. In such case, they talk about being bold or emerging leader or forced to reckon with. Best in class or best value for money, that kind of a communication you will find. What I notice is mobile industry, laptop industry, where there is a lot of fight on the feature and the value to be created, they come out often a very small variants, but they talk about isme ye variant mein ye jyada hai, but the price is same. So that's how they build their value proposition or brand positioning. The third is more for less, more price for less benefit. Aisa ho sakta hai kya? So under this value proposition, you provide more benefits but charge less. Now more benefits may include product variable, service variable, maybe both, etc. What you wish to offer more is driven by your objective that you have in mind. Whether it's a volume, whether market share, whether penetration, whether destabilizing the competition, what is your objective? So that's how you offer more value and you offer it as a lesser price. So customer feel wow, you know, that benefit they feel. However, this approach may often be very risky. When you do that, there is a fear of your getting trapped. Now people get used to your offering higher value at a lesser cost. People are used to getting from you higher value product at a lesser cost. So now it is difficult for you to then increase the price. So that's the trap that one need to avoid. Who went into such kind of a thing? So there are often the travel, logistics service provider, consumer durable. It is possible for them to enter into this kind of a thing because they have a constant product changes, service changes, etc. So tomorrow they can say that, you know, I am not offering because I have offered you this, etc. So consumer do not retain that for a long. So in such cases, this is possible that you suddenly offer a more for lesser price. Festival time hai. Season time I have, AC, summer is coming, at that time you want to grab more market. So you increase more benefit, provide and then give it a less price. Then again you stabilize. By the time next year nobody will remember. So those kind of thing happen. So more for less. It is possible for such industry. Those who are constantly into it may find it difficult ki ek bar low price pe dena shuru kiya to baad mein bhav bada do. Surf probably cannot do it because surf is consumed regularly. So they have to be careful for such kind of thing. The same for less. The same benefit for less price. So you have an existing product, you cut the price. In other words, under this value proposition, you provide same quality or a quantity of product at the less price. It's about operational efficiency. So you are able to achieve the desired operational efficiency, productivity, etc., which has reduced your cost. Cost of operation, cost of goods sold, etc. Now this cost benefit that you get, you want to transfer, you want to pass it on to the consumer. Cost benefit is also due to the wastage you may reduce, inefficiency that you have plugged, etc. So that your productivity has gone up. So this benefit you want to pass it on to your consumer. So that time you provide the same product or quality at a lesser price. So that is viable. You take position because either you want to become a popular choice or you want to make people's common sense to play or provide a rational metaphor to try your product, etc. So that's where Walmart, Metro are the example. They provide same for less. Their operational efficiency, their other back-end coordination, etc. is so powerful that for them it is possible to offer that same product at a lesser price. bulk purchase, proper inventory management, proper routing of stocks. They understand market need, what is moving where. So with that, they are able to turn around the goods faster. The more you turn around your product, means that same 10 rupees, if it is getting sold in 2 months, means you are able to, rupee 10 is able to turn around only 6 times. But Walmart Metro is able to turn around 12 times. They are able to fast sell the product line because they understand the market and surrounding very well. So that's same for less. Then less for much less. Less for much less. It is under this value proposition, less benefits are offered and thus the lower price. You reduce also the benefit, you bring out an economy version, so to say, less benefit, lower cost to the provider, and therefore the less price is offered to the consumers. For rural market and all, during the television heydays and when they decided to penetrate the rural market, they started offering minimal feature televisions. Overall look and feel shell will look same, but when you go there and when you check it out, many things this model is cannot able to do. So because it's just the bare minimum features that they have provided. Lower price will attract therefore more customer, larger segment of market will want to come and use your product. You may take the position of something like no frills, value price, common man's choice. So this is what has been done by low frill, no frills airlines or fixed price shops, etc. They do that kind of appeal. So therefore they are able to give less benefit but charge you also less. So that's the power of. So we have understood through value proposition based approach these 5 strategies. Okay. Thank you.